Chapter 46. The word of the Lord which came to Jeremiah the prophet concerning the nations of Egypt, concerning the army of Pharaoh Necho the king of Egypt, which was by the river Euphrates in Carchemish, which Nebuchadnezzar king of Babylon struck in the fourth year of Jehoiakim the son of Josiah king of Judah. Prepare the buckler and shield, and draw near to battle. Harness the horses, and get up, you horsemen, and stand forth with your helmets. Furnish the spears, and put on the coats of mail. Why have I seen it? They are dismayed, and are turned backward, and their mighty ones are beaten down, and have fled apace, and don't look back. Terror is on every side, says the Lord. Don't let the swift flee away, nor the mighty man escape. In the north by the river Euphrates have they stumbled and fallen. Who is this who rises up like the Nile, whose waters toss themselves like the rivers? Egypt rises up like the Nile, and his waters toss themselves like the rivers, and he says, I will rise up, I will cover the earth, I will destroy cities and the inhabitants of them. Go up, you horses, in rage, you chariots, and let the mighty men go forth, Cush and Put, who have handled the shield, and the Ludum, who handled and bend the bow. For that is a day of the Lord of armies, a day of vengeance, that he may avenge him of his adversaries, and the sword shall devour and be satiated, and shall drink its fill of their blood. For the Lord of hosts, has a sacrifice in the north country by the river Euphrates. Go up into Gilead, and take balm, virgin daughter of Egypt. In vain do you use many medicines. There is no healing for you. The nations have heard of your shame, and the earth is full of your cry. For the mighty man has stumbled against the mighty. They are fallen, both of them together. The word that the Lord spoke to Jeremiah the prophet, how that Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, should come and strike the land of Egypt. Declare in Egypt, and publish in Migdol, and publish in Memphis and in Tahpenes. Say, stand forth and prepare, for the sword has devoured round about you. Why are your strong ones swept away? They didn't stand, because the Lord did drive them. He made many to stumble. Yes, they fell one on another, and they said, Arise, and let us go again to our own people, and to the land of our birth, from the oppressing sword. They cried there, Pharaoh, king of Egypt, is but a noise. He has let the appointed time pass by. As I live, says the king, whose name is the Lord of armies, surely like Tabor among the mountains, and like Carmel by the sea, so shall he come. You daughter who dwell in Egypt, furnish yourself to go into captivity, for Memphis shall become a desolation, and shall be burned up without inhabitant. Egypt is a very beautiful heifer, but destruction out of the north is come, it is come. Also her hired men in the midst of her are like calves of the stall, for they are turned back, they are fled away together. They didn't stand, for the day of their calamity is come on them, the time of their visitation. The sound of it shall go like the serpent, for they shall march with an army, and come against her with axes, as woodcutters. They shall cut down her forest, says the Lord, though it can't be searched, because they are more than the locust and are innumerable. The daughter of Egypt shall be disappointed. She shall be delivered into the hand of the people of the north. The Lord of armies, the God of Israel, says, Behold, I will punish Ammon of No, and Pharaoh, and Egypt, with her gods, and her kings, even Pharaoh and those who trust in him. And I will deliver them into the hands of those who seek their lives, and into the hand of Nebuchadnezzar, king of Babylon, and into the hand of his servants. And afterwards it shall be inhabited, as in the days of old, says the Lord. Don't be afraid, Jacob, my servant, neither be dismayed, Israel. For behold, I will save you from afar, and your seed from the land of their captivity, and Jacob shall return, and shall be quiet and at ease, and none shall make him afraid. Don't be afraid, O Jacob, my servant, says the Lord, for I am with you, for I will make a full end of all the nations where I have driven you, but I will not make a full end of you, but I will correct you in measure, and will in no way leave you unpunished.